Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Astrid Bramwell.
She is not here, no.
I understand. The purpose of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you like to participate and answer a few questions?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. The first question I have for you is, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you represent yourself as white, African-American, black, Hispanic?
African-American, black.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for President Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Oh,
are the
yes.
Chances?
Oh, yes.
That will definitely. Okay, thank you. May I ask your age? How old are you?
87.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential Congress elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not that closely. Sometimes I don't watch the news.
I understand. Sometimes it's not pleasant to do it. Okay. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Will that be a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I would say strong. I don't even know. But I know I just voted a Democrat. So I can't say I'm strongly, you know. Democrat.
Okay, so then that will be not so strong then.
No, because maybe I could change my mind and vote to the other party, so I don't know.
Okay, well, the two options I have is either you feel like a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat. So if, based on the answer you gave me, can I mark you as not strong Democrat?
Well, all right. What I could say then, well, strong.
It's strong. Okay. Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say not satisfied.
Okay. That will be dissatisfied then. I understand.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies?
No, I don't blame him. You know what? It's the end of time now if people believe in Christ, because things is going up high and things is not going to ever get better, what I know.
Okay. So do you believe it has nothing to do with politics or pandemics, businesses, Federal Reserve, Republican in Congress? You don't believe it's neither one of those?
I don't believe in them. I do believe. But what I am saying now, that if you listen, maybe you don't interested to talk about God.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I understand perfectly what you're saying. It's the scripture.
Yes.
It's the word of God.
Yes.
It's what
right.
the Bible says. At the
right.
end of times, we're going to see signs. We're going to see
yes.
changes that take place in humanity. Okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
I will write down the world. The world is changing.
Exactly. It's not the world is changing. The people is changing. People
okay.
is changing their mind from doing things what, you know, they don't care about, said, God's word. That's why things is so difficult for all of us on earth.
I understand.
And it's not going to get better, as I know.
Yeah, definitely not. I completely understand you. Next question. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? You with me?
Well, I would say 10. I would say 10.
Okay, the first one is creating more jobs and raising wages. You think that's important? Okay. You want to give it a 10?
Yes, do. That is very important. That is very important for the young people. They coming up, they want to get a decent job that they can raise them family and make life be like easier instead of life being so tough.
Yeah, I understand. Definitely. Money is very important nowadays to survive,
to
take care of family needs. Okay. Next, reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. You think that's very important?
You know what? I am not giving you anything on that. Believe me, that here because I turn away my face sometimes from the news or what, you know. So that I can't give you any answer. That one I said 0.
0. Okay, thank you. Reducing crime. Do you think that's very important to reduce crime?
I don't think so because. Crime going still there. Don't care what happened. You know, the devil have, you see, people, they don't care what you do. They're going to do what they have to do, and there nobody can stop them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are going to, if you talk to them or you have your grandkids or whatever, great-grand, and you tell them, and they want to do it, you can't stop them. So it's going to be there.
Okay. Do you want to give that one a 0, 2 then, or 1, 2, 3?
I would give that one about a 3.
Okay. Thank you very much. Making housing more affordable, do you think that's important?
Yes. For people to live. I agree on that one.
You want to give that one a 10 as extremely important?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Fighting back against racism and discrimination. Do you think that's important?
Fighting back. You know, I would give that. I'm not giving that 10 because, as I said, that thing, at the end of time, so I would give that 5. So,
5,
you know,
okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Ensuring our borders and secure. Ensuring that our borders are secure.
I would say 10 for that.
10. Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Switching gears a little and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
You know what?
Take your time. I know it's a difficult question. I completely understand.
I don't think I want to say nothing about that one. If you understand, I don't want to say nothing because I hear they talk so many things bad. I don't agree with him, but I don't want to get involved in it, so I just... We just have to pray for him, that's all.
We gotta do a lot of praying, okay?
Yes, for him. But I'm not praying. You understand what I mean.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. Will you say then it's a somewhat disapprove? That's kind of mellow.
Yes.
Okay. Will you have me mark that one? You somewhat disapprove?
I am not going to say I disapprove, because what I'm saying, that I hear they put him down badly.
But I said,
that one, I am not going to say anything about that one. Believe me.
Okay. No problem. Next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their jobs? What do you think about that? Democrat Party?
You know what?
Yeah.
That I am not going to say anything about that. So that,
okay.
You understand me? Some things I read and not say anything.
Of course.
I
respect that. We respect your opinion, and you have the right not to give an opinion on that one, okay? Okay,
right.
Next one. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. First name is Cardinal West. How you feel about him? 0 to 100. You could give him any number.
I would give him 50.
50. Okay. Thank you very much. Joe Biden. Any number.
Joe Biden. No. You caught me in the middle again.
Well, it could be another 50. It's the middle.
When I say another 50.
Okay. Thank you. Democratic Party.
Democrat.
The Democrats. What do you want to give them? What number?
I would say lower, higher. As I said, Daddy, you caught me in the middle again.
Okay.
So I'm not giving no answer about that. I just, you know, you don't say anything. If you pull out the application and you don't say anything, you just don't say anything. You know, zero.
Okay.
Okay,
no problem. Let me see. Donald Trump, do you want to give him?
Well, I don't know how to give him.
From 0 to 100. 0 to 100. Any number.
I would give him, I'm not going to give him 100.
Okay.
I can give him something maybe about half of the 100 then,
mm-hmm.
but not the full 100.
Okay. You want to give him like 75, 60, 45, 80?
It's 45 for him.
45, no problem. The U.S. Supreme Court? The U.S. Supreme Court. What do you want to give the Supreme Court?
Well, Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
You give them high number or lower number? Supreme
Any
Court.
Number you feel like giving them. It's up to you. From 0 to 100. Any number. We respect your opinion, and whatever you want to give them, that's just fine with us.
Well, I would say give them about 45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yes. That I would give them 100 about that. You understand me? We do.
Yes.
Because we all are God's children. Don't care what color we are. We're supposed to love one another.
Amen. Kamala Harris.
Well, I don't know how much to give. She's doing a good job. I think she's good. So I would give her maybe 50.
50, okay, no problem. What about Mitch McConnell?
I don't even know about him, believe me.
Okay, you never heard of him? No problem.
I heard of him, but I really never did. I think they sent them flyers there, so I never really look at it, you know.
Okay.
It's in a junk mail. Some of them in a junk mail, I don't. So I really can't give you anything about him because I really don't know anything much.
That's fine. That's fine. That's an answer as well. Now, I know still a long way off, but if the elections for president were to be held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Colonel West, and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Joe Biden, Colonel West, Donald Trump? And if you are undecided, please say so.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give Joe Biden another chance. I'll vote for Biden because...
That's perfect. That's perfect. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I will vote for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden? You already
Joe
told
Biden,
me you voted.
I vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all worried?
You know what? I am worried. I am worried. I do worried. Because, as I said, that...
Violence is escalating everywhere.
Yes, yes. I'm worried and scared and frightened. You understand?
Okay. So I understand you're trying to tell me that you are very worried or somewhat worried.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, next question. Switching gears a bit, now I'd like to read you two statements about important issues facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. First statement, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our community safer. Statement number two, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Which statement you agree with the most, the first one or the second one?
I think I agree with the first one because we need to hire more police. You know, we need to have, when we go down the street, we want to see more police. So a lot of people would agree with that, say, you know.
Okay, so you agree with that one much more, statement B, the first one?
The crime and the kids and such like, but we need more police on the street to hire more police. The crime is getting tougher, harder and harder. So I agree with that one. I really agree with that one. To hire more police.
Have you recently read, seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Well, as I said, that I don't bother to read much because I can't see. The words they have to print big, so mostly I don't really know I don't watch the news or read.
Would you say only a little then, or some?
Well, I would say some.
Some, okay. Thank you very much. And has what you seen or heard recently about President Joe Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
That I Repeat it again. I kind of confused, right?
Okay. Okay. Has what you've seen so far, you know, the little bit that you've seen or heard, has any of that made you more or less favorable towards them? Do you like them more or less due to what you have heard or seen?
I would say less.
Less,
because,
okay.
As they saying that, I would say less.
Okay, that will be somewhat less or much more less?
I would say somewhat less.
Somewhat, okay. Now I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Number one, cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, not at all important?
Not important.
That. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Provided Joe Biden has provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Very or not at all important?
I would say it's important because, as I said, that a lot of people, you know, they look into it and they say you shouldn't do it. But it is, as I said, it's end of time. So, you know, you understand about God just like me, because people will have coming, going, so he can't push them away. He can't push them away at all because, you know, he got to help them regardless is what. We all need help.
Yeah, we all need it, definitely.
Yes, we all need it.
So you will say that's very important or somewhat
important? Yes. It's important. It's very important.
Thank you very much.
People, you know, because what he's doing, I know Americans don't like it because they talk about it, but we all have to just do good to, you know, for one another. We just have to love one another and do good. We can't do bad because I said, if we do by our past, say the wrong thing, you know, we are going to punish on Judgment Day. So he's trying to see what he can do.
Also, Joe Biden established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Do you think that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
I would say that I would cut it in half there, so.
Okay, somewhat important.
I can't say that it's very, very important.
So you will say it's somewhat important?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. Also, Joe Biden made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Do you think that's very important, somewhat?
Oh, yes. I think that's very important for that, because they do need that. They do need it.
Okay. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
As I said, I am not giving any comment about that one.
Okay.
Because,
thank you.
You know,
no
as
problem.
I said that, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, no
I,
problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah, that's an answer as well. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important or very convincing reason to vote. A 5, it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0, it is not convincing at all to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down causes and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing you find that statement?
I agree on that there, because I really, you know, don't know. I would say I'm not going to say 0. I would cut that in a half.
Okay, you want to give it a 5 then. Okay, thank you.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Okay, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become a Speaker of the House, making history, and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he will be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. What number you want to give that statement from 0 to 10? Hakeem Jeffries.
I would say 10.
10. Okay. Thank you so much. We almost done here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
I would say 10.
10. Thank you very much. And what is it that stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard? What stood out to you most
from
everything we spoke about? What is it that calls your attention the most?
I don't know.
Okay,
I would say give a number.
No. You could give me a comment. You know, what called your attention the most? You know, from all the arguments that I just read to you, everything that I explained to you, what is it that caught your attention the most?
Well, I would say that the Democrats.
The Democrats? Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Next question, just to finish. Now I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Have you used Facebook in the last 2 days?
No.
No. TikTok in the last 2 days?
No. They said they're getting ready. I must TikTok.
Okay. Instagram?
No.
No. Apple News.
No.
YouTube.
No.
Twitter.
No, because I don't have a cellar. I have a cellar here, but I hardly use it.
Okay.
I mostly use.
So you don't use Snapchat neither? That's another application.
No.
Okay.
Because there's too much on it, too much things on the phone. There's no ideas on it.
Definitely. I completely understand what you're saying.
honey, it kind of sometimes.
Oh, believe me, I understand. now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, or you don't know?
No, I know. I don't know. I don't have any at all. Really, I don't have any.
Okay, no problem.
But my children, they have it.
Okay.
My kids, they have it.
Okay, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
I'm married. I'm married, yes, but things never work my way.
Okay, I understand. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal. Very.
Very. Okay. Thank you so much. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone, or none of your neighbors are white?
Well, I think about half my neighbor now is white because mostly...
About half,
And these moving in. And
okay.
Some of them are, they were definitely friendly, you know, friendly
Yeah, I understand. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I live like rural. I don't even understand what they need to say. What they say, where they live, in my neighborhood where I live.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
Grandparents?
Yeah. Grandparents, were they born outside of the United States?
No, I don't. I'm not American. And my grandparents back home, where I come from in Jamaica, they are German. So they are born and grew in Germany.
Okay, thank you so much. So that means that you were born outside the United States as well.
Yes,
And your parents too. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, then that will be the end of our survey. I thank you so much for your time. And thank you for every single one of your opinions. I think you are a very wise lady. And I understand your worries and your concerns. And like you said, biblical speaking, it's a difficult time.
Yes, it's true. And we have to help one another. We can't just, you know, prejudice or push away one another because those God don't like that. He don't like ugliness. We have to love one another. And that's what he definitely asking us to do. So, if we can help somebody, we need to help them. You know, like
Amen.
Joe Biden, then you know, I know a lot don't like it. But I love that, in helping them.
Okay, I understand, and we respect that.
Yes.
You have the right to love whoever you want to love and vote for whoever you want to vote.
Yes.
Give your opinion however, you know, you feel it. So thank you so much once again. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, and thank you very much to call me on the survey.
Thank you very
bless
much
you. Take
for your
care.
Time. Okay,
yes.
You take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
I will, you too. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.